Chaya Gopi Chana Bhagavan. 好，就到这儿，可以了。现在我们还要赶飞机呢，不多。 母乃呀，
母乃呀，
圣什么呀，
圣什么呀，
撒珠，
撒珠，
这是有意义，
这是有意义的。
Prishta，
Prishta，
询问，
询问。
Aham，
Aham，
我自己，
我自己。
Bhavati，
Bhavati，
有你们，有你们全体，
有你们全体。
Loka，
Loka，
世界，
世界。
Mangalam，
Mangalam， 福利，
福利。
Yat，
Yat， 因为，
因为。
Krita，
Krita， 做，
做。
Krishna，
Krishna， 人格守神，
人格守神。
Samprasna，
Samprasna， 恰当的问题，
恰当的问题。
Yena，
Yena，
什么什么的，
什么什么的。
Atma，
Atma， 自我，
自我。
Supersedati，
Supersedati，
彻底满足，
彻底满足。
Of sages, I have been asked a question by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of satisfying yourself.
译文：圣人们啊，你们向我提的问题十分恰当，你们的问题极有价值，因为他们与主 Krishna 有关，因而关系到世界的福利。只有这类问题才能彻底满足自我。要旨：既然前面解释过佛家瓦坛讲述的是绝对真理，而乃米神亚森林中的圣人们提出的问题都是有关至尊人格守神 Krishna 绝对真理的，所以那些问题都十分恰当，恰到好处。在国家梵歌第十五章的第十五节诗中，人格守神说，全部的伟达经除了鼓励人去追寻他 Krishna 没谈别的，因此伟达知识要解释的就是与 Krishna 有关的问题。这个世界充满了问题和答案，飞禽走兽和人类都忙于无休止的询问和回答。清晨，鸟巢里的鸟儿就开始问问题和寻找答案。到了晚上，同样的鸟们飞回鸟巢后，又忙着询问和回答问题。人除了晚上睡熟后不再想问题，否则也是一直在问问题和寻找答案。市场里的商人忙于询问和解答，法厅里的律师和学校里的学生也不例外。大家虽然毕生都在这样不断地问问题和寻找答案，但却一点都不满足。灵魂只有在询问和回答有关 Krishna 的问题时才会感到满足。Krishna 是我们最亲的主人、朋友、父亲、儿子或恋爱的对象。由于遗忘 Krishna， 我们制造了那么多的问题与答案的对象，但其中没有一个能使我们完全满足。除了 Krishna， 所有其他的一切都只给予短暂的满足。因此，我们如果想要彻底满足，就必须询问和解答有关 Krishna 的问题。没有询问和解答，我们一刻都活不下去。圣典《摩迦瓦坛》中记载的都是与 Krishna 有关的询问和回答，所以光靠阅读和聆听这超然的文献，就能使我们得到最高的满足。人应该学习圣典《摩迦瓦坛》，寻找出解决社会、政治或宗教事宜中一切问题的万能方法。圣典《摩迦瓦坛》和 Krishna 包含了一切。
我们给阿弥陀佛的下一个问题是：可以啊？假设我们的家里面的什么事情都没有，那么我们就去把所有的东西都放在这一边。यद् विपत्तमहमन्दे शुभदेवं नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Guru Ramayana Nirvishesha Shambhavi Pastha Shadisthavi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vidhi Vidharva Shivasadi Gaurava Prabhu Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
This is a very important verse for Shri Prabhupada.
这一节诗是圣解佛迦瓦坛当中的一节非常重要的诗。
Sets the mood of Prabhu Shri Prabhupada.
他实际上把这个圣典国家瓦坛的那种撰写下来的总体的心绪全部都给我们确立了。
Because in the very beginning verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the author Vyasadeva establishes the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to glorify and to help one understand the supreme absolute transcendental.
那么我们在圣典伯加瓦坛的一开始，作者圣维阿萨蒂就已经确立了整部的圣典伯加瓦坛就是为了荣耀绝对真理啊。
Because when the truth is known, it dispels illusion.
因为一旦这个真相揭示出来，就会把无明错觉都去掉。
It is the same truth.That was revealed within the heart of the original being of this universe, Brahma.
这个是这个真理，同样也给了这个宇宙里头的第一位生物体 Brahma 在心中给他启示了。
And that Brahma, being the first created being in the universe, he also had questions.
那这个 Brahma。作为这个宇宙里头的第一位生物体，他实际上也在问问题。
He was sitting in total darkness.
他当时是坐在完全漆黑一片的黑暗当中。
Because he was the first created being who appeared below his throne.
因为他是在这个宇宙里面第一个被创造出来的生物体，是在一个莲花里出生的。
Emanating from the navel, expansion of.Krishna known as Gopalakshaya Vishnu.
那这个这朵莲花是从 Krishna 的扩展 Garbhodakshaya Vishnu 的肚脐里长出来的。
And when he appeared from that lotus flower, all around him was complete darkness.
当时呢，他在这个莲花里出来的时候，所有周围的一切全部都是黑暗的。
First question is, where am I?
那所以他的第一个问题就是我在哪儿？身在何处
？What am I doing here？
我在这儿干什么了？我到这儿来做什么
？What am I sitting on？
我怎么会是坐在这个地方
？What's above me？ What's below me？
啊，在我上面是什么？在我下面是什么
？Your questions。
所以呢，他就问了很多问题，心里头。
And nobody to ask for that。
但是当时没有人给他回答。
So, therefore, Bhagavatam begins by explaining.That this truth was revealed, Taini Brahma Hridaya Adikaviye Muyanti Yatsurya, revealed within the heart of Lord Brahma by Lord Vishnu.
所以呢，圣典伯加瓦坛里就解释了，最后所有的真相都由主 Krishna 在 Brahma 的心中给他启明了。
But he couldn't get an answer directly.
但是呢，他没有办法。得到直接的答案。
But before he got that answer, he decided he was going to search for some answers himself.
啊，那在他得到答案之前，他呢就是决定用他自己的努力去寻找出这个答案。
So it was easy for him to understand that he was sitting on something.
那当然对他来说，就是他坐在什么上面，这个他能明白。
But he wanted to know what that was.
但是呢，他想知道我做的是什么东西。
So, feeling his way around in the darkness, he began climbing down the stem of the lotus flower.
所以呢，他就当时在完全漆黑一片的这个空间里头就摸索着，然后就最后就爬，顺着那个莲花井就开始往下爬了。
And gradually, he came to the ocean from where the flower was
然后逐渐的就爬到那个什么呢？因为那个莲花是从肚脐里长出来的，而我们知道宇宙之水，所以他就碰到了那个水，那个海洋。
He stuck his head in the ocean.
然后他就把那个头就钻到那个海洋里面。
And he heard the vibration. Ah, ah.
然后他就听到那个水里头就有一个声音说他怕。
That was the answer he got.
这个就是他得到的答案。
He knew he couldn't go any farther.
他知道他不能够再往前去了。
So he decided to go back up and sit in the lotus flower.
所以呢，他就决定他顺着莲花井继续就往回爬，最后就坐在那个莲花上面。
Accepting the source of those syllables to be divine, he began sitting in deep meditation.
他把当时他听到的那个声音震荡的那个来源视为是神性的，因此呢，他就决定坐在莲花上开始打坐冥想了。
Because he accepted it as divine, he understood that if I simply follow this instruction, then everything will become revealed.
那因为他相信那个声音的来源是神性的那个源头，因此他就想说，只要我接受这个训示，我就按照去做，所有的一切就都 OK 了。
And more answers will be forthcoming.
到时候更多的答案就会出来。
So he sat in deep meditation on the source of his divine lotus seat.
所以呢，他就坐在了那个这个神性的这个莲花上。
For 100 celestial years.
然后呢，就打坐了，冥想了那个天堂星球的100年，比较低的那个天堂星球的100年。
And being pleased by his austerities, the Supreme Lord revealed the depth of Vedic wisdom within his heart.
而至尊主因为对他所从事的苦行感到非常满意，因此呢，就在他的心中给他揭示了所有的真相。
That depth of Vedic wisdom was revealed to Brahma in 4 verses.
那当然了，就整个伟达经的那个里面的所有的精华是以四首诗揭示的。
And those verses are actually in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那这四首诗实际上就在圣典伯加瓦坛的第二篇里面。
Where Krishna reveals within the heart of Brahma that he existed before everything was created. Krishna existed before everything was created.
然后呢，在那四节诗里头 ，Krishna 就向 Brahma 揭示说 ，Krishna 本人在所有一切的存在之前就已经存在了。
Krishna exists during creation.
啊，这个在所有的创造之前他就存在了，在创造的过程中他存在。
And after everything is created and is annihilated, Krishna will continue to exist.
而这个所有被创造的一切最后被毁灭之后 ，Krishna 继续存在。
And that all knowledge must lead to this truth about the existence of Krishna.
而告诉他所有的知识到最后都要到指向一点，就是让人明白 Krishna 的那个存在。
And then he revealed to Brahma that whatever you see of any value.If it is not connected to me, you should know it to be my illusory energy.
Okay, 然后Krishna 又跟 Brahma 说清楚，说你看到的所有的一切，如果不是直接跟我有关系的话，那一定是错觉能量制造的幻象。
So essentially, the Lord revealed, Krishna revealed in Brahma's heart, what is the material nature?
所以呢 ，Krishna 就是在 Brahma 的心中就给他揭示了这个物质能量是什么。
What is the source of material nature? Who is the source of material nature?
物质能量的那个源头是谁
？And what is the relationship between the living being and the supreme?
那么，生物与至尊主之间的关系是什么
？And with material nature.
那当然还有与这个物质自然的关系是什么
He revealed this knowledge within Brahma's heart, as we explained.
所以呢，就像我们解释，他至尊主在 Ramana 心中揭示了所有这些个知识。
And being pleased by his austerities, then Krishna reveals himself.
Pleased by
Rama's austerities.
Oh, okay. 所以呢 ，Krishna 对这个 Brahma 所从事的苦行是那么的高兴，因此他就揭示了自己。
Whereby Brahma was able to get all the answers to his questions.
然后因为 Krishna 自己向 Brahma 揭示他自己，因此 Brahma 就得到了所有他想问的那些问题的答案。
That the absolute truth is Krishna.
也就是说，绝对真理就是 Krishna.
And nothing that exists is separate from Krishna.
而所有的一切的存在都不可能跟 Krishna 分开。
Everything and everyone is connected to him.
所有的一切，所有的人都跟 Krishna 有关，都是有联系的。
And even the ability to see things separate from Krishna is coming from Krishna.
甚至就连看事情是跟 Krishna 不一样，就是没有关系的那种能力，都是从 Krishna 那里来的。
And that is his illusory energy.
这个。之所以让人看到所有的一切跟 Krishna 没有关系，这实际上是错觉能量在起作用。
Therefore, nothing is disconnected from Krishna.
因此，没有什么是跟 Krishna 是隔开的，没有。
And the process of dispelling illusion or darkness is to understand Krishna.
那么，就是要驱除所有的无知啊，这个去除我们的这个错觉幻象。实际上，整个这个过程就是要去了解 Krishna。
Because as the Bhagavatam states right in the very beginning, this knowledge, this truth, reveals everything.
这个就像这个圣典摩迦瓦塔里解释的，这个有关真相的知识，实际上就是全部都是在谈的跟 Krishna 有关的一切。
And dispels the darkness of illusion.
而这样的一种知识可以驱除所有的错觉幻象。
Krishna Surya Sam Maya Haya Andhakara Yaham Krishna Taha Maya Mayara Adhikara. That Krishna is like sunshine and Maya or the illusory energy is like darkness.
他刚才念的这首诗里就说了 Krishna 就像光芒万丈的太阳，而错觉能量就是这个黑暗。
Wherever there is sunshine, darkness cannot exist.
只要太阳出来有太阳，那么就没有这个黑暗。
Similarly, as soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness,
同样的道理，人只要开始培养 Krishna 意识，
then the darkness of illusion or the influence of Krishna's external energy will vanish.
那么 Krishna 的外在能量，就也就是他的错觉能量所制造的所有的愚昧和黑暗就会被驱除。
This is the nature of Krishna consciousness.
这个就是 Krishna 意识本身本质的状态。
Krishna consciousness dispels illusion.
Krishna 意识可以驱除错觉幻象。
Just as sun light dispels darkness.
正如太阳光芒可以驱逐黑暗一样。
Darkness cannot exist in the presence of light.
黑暗不可能在光明到来的时候还存在。
Prabhupada used to say that if you want to see darkness, if you're facing the sun, you can't see it.
这个帕帕的曾经就总是说，当你面对太阳的时候，你是看不到那个影子的黑暗。
But darkness exists in the shadows.
但是呢，黑暗它是在阴影里面。
So if you want to see your own shadow, you have to turn your back to the sun.
所以呢，当你想看到自己的影子的时候，你必须是背朝着太阳。
Because your shadow will not exist between you and the sun.
因为这个在你和太阳之间是没有你的那个影子的。
You have to turn your back to the sun to see your shadow.
你必须把你的背面就是背朝太阳，你才能够看到自己的影子。
Similarly, to see darkness or illusion, one turns his back to Krishna.
同样，一个人如果他想要看到错觉或者是幻象的话，他一定是背朝着 Krishna 才能够看到。
And therefore, by turning away from Krishna, he is given the facility or the ability to see things separate from him.
所以呢，当一个人这个背朝着 Krishna 的时候，他才能够便于看到所有的一切是跟 Krishna 没有关系的。
And when one sees things separate from Krishna, then one lives in the world of duality.
那么当人看到所有一切是跟 Krishna 没有关系的话，那个时候他就住在了这种相对性的世界。
Because in Krishna consciousness, there is no duality.
因为有具有 Krishna 意识的人，他没有相对性的。
Duality only exists when we see separate from Krishna.
什么时候会有相对性呢？就是如果我们看所有的一切是跟 Krishna 没有关系的时候，我们就会看到相对性了。
Therefore, we say this is good, this is bad.
所以我们就会说啊，这个是好的，那个是不好的。
This is what duality is.
这个就是相对性。
What's good for me? What's bad for me?
啊，这个对我来说什么是好的？对我来说什么是不好的
？And then we have so many questions to ask.
然后我们就有很多很多的问题，就疑问就产生了。
How can I do this so it will be good for me?
如果这件事情对我没好处的话，我为什么要做呢
？How do I avoid those things that will be bad for me?
对那些个对我没好处的事情，我怎么能够去回避他们呢
？So many questions.
啊，这个时候就会产生很多很多的问题。
And we begin looking for answers.
然后呢，我们就开始寻找答案。
And that is the point that Srila Prabhupada is making here in this verse, in this commentary.
这个就是 Krishna 圣帕布帕德在这个要旨里面所做的评注。
Then in this world, everybody has questions and is looking for answers.
也就是他说，在这个世界里，所有的人都在问问题，然后在寻找答案。
Politicians have questions and looking for answers.
那些个政客、政治家们在提问题，然后寻找答案。
Citizens have questions and are looking for answers.
市民们、国民们也是在。提出各种问题，然后寻求答案。
Birds have questions and are looking for answers.
鸟儿们也在问问题，在寻找答案。
Everyone has questions and are looking for answers.
每一个人都是不断的提出问题，然后试图去找出答案。
But any answer that doesn't lead to knowledge of Krishna is not an answer.
但是，那个答案。只要不是把人引向 Krishna， 那个就不是真正的答案。
It's a temporary answer.
那只不过是一个短暂的答案。
But it doesn't really give the answer that everybody should be looking for.
但是呢，那种短暂的答案并不能够给予人们所有的人都在寻求的那种最终的答案。
To the same questions that Brahma, the original created being, had.
实际上大家问的问题也是 Brahma 在一开始被创造的时候问的所有的问题。
He had questions too, and was looking for answers.
他当时也是有各种的疑问，然后也在寻求答案。
But Brahma got the answers that were required.
但是呢 ，Brahma 却得到了我们所有人想要得到的那个答案，他得到了。
So that he could know who he was and the source of his creation.
所以他最后呢就能够了解自己究竟是谁，了解整个创造的那个源头是什么。
And then he perceived and saw with his own eyes that transcendent reality.
最后呢，他就能够用自己的眼睛真正的感知到，真正的看到那个超然的真实存在是什么。
Therefore, any answer that leads one to understanding.Transcendent reality is the answers that one should be looking for.
所以每一个人真正要寻求的那个答案，是应该寻求那种能够使自己真正觉悟到超然真实存在的那种答案。
But in order to begin looking for it, one has to have the right questions.
但是为了能够真正的找到那种答案，人必须提出正确的问题。
Without the right questions, one won't get the right answers.
没有正确的问题，人得不到正确的回答。
And even if one has the right questions, there's no guarantee he'll get the right answer.
哪怕是一个人提出正确的问题，那也没有确保一个人一定能够得到正确的答案。
Depends from where and from whom the answers are coming from.
实际上，那个取决于你是跟谁，从哪里得到那个答案。
Brahma had nobody else to ask his questions.
那当时 Brahma 他旁边没有人，所以他没有。
Because he was the first created being.
因为他是第一个被创造的生物。
So therefore, the personality who was existing before Brahma had to answer this question.
因此，只有这个在 Brahma 之前存在的人物才能够给 Brahma 那个回答。
Nobody else could answer.
没，他没有别人可以回答他的问题。
But he was looking for answers for real questions.
但是呢，他当时提出的所有的那些个真正的问题，他就是在寻求答案。
Who am I? How did I get here?
我是谁？我怎么跑到这儿来了
？Where am I?
我现在在哪里
？Those are real questions.
这些都是真正的问题。
Nobody asks them.
但是没人回答他。
Everybody takes it for granted. Everybody takes.
Nobody answers me.
Nobody asks those same questions.
Oh, okay, okay. 我们现在人没有人去问这些问题。我们把我们的存在都当成反正就是这个样子，不去问。
Why do they not ask those questions?
那为什么人们都不问这种问题呢
？Because they see around them that there's so many people.
因为他们看到他们身边周围有那么多人。
Somebody must have some answer.
那有一总有人可以有这个回答吧。
I grew up in family.
啊，我可以去问家人吗
？I went to school.
啊，我要到学校去。
I learned that the teachers were supposed to answer my questions.
啊，然后呢，我知道就是说我到学校去，那个教师老师应该回答我的问题。
I experienced that sometimes my friends would give me answers to questions.
然后有的时候我也能够经验到，就是我的朋友也会回答我的一些问题。
Sometimes political leaders would give answers to questions.
啊，然后有的时候那些个政治领袖也会回答一些问题。
Sometimes I would go at the university and see the professors. They're giving somebody answers to questions.
那有的时候呢，我到那个大学里头，我就看到那些个教授们也在回答那些问题。
So because so many personalities exist around us, and everybody's giving answers to questions.
啊，所以呢，我因为看到就是有这么多的人物都是围绕着我们，而且呢，总有人在回答一些个问题。
So there's so many answers.
因此有那么多的这个答案在那个地方。
So I can ask the questions, but who should I look for the answers?
啊，那所以呢，就是我可以问问题，但是到底我该向谁问问题呢
？Who has the answers?
谁能够有这个答案呢
？Or sometimes, as in the case of what's happening right here, right now in this verse.
啊，或者有的时候呢，就是在这个就是经典里记载的这节诗里面的那个事件。
The person who has the answers asks, who has the questions?
The person
who has the answers
yeah, yeah.
asks everybody else、
oh,
who has the questions.
Okay, 那就像这节诗里头呢，就是他可以真正给予答案的人，他就去问在座的各位说谁有问题呀、啊、
？There are right answers, but there's also right questions.
啊、oh, ，也就是说，虽然我有正确的答案，但是也需要人提出正确的问题。
If you can get an answer from somebody who actually Who knows the science of Krishna consciousness?
如果我们能够去问那些真正的知道 Krishna 有关 Krishna 科学的知识的人的话
then what Sutta Goswami is saying right here in this verse?
然后 Sutta Goswami 就在这里头，他在这节诗里就说了
Muniyaksara Krishnaham Bhavatya Loka Mangala. He's saying, "Oh, sages, your questions are fantastic."
然后这个苏德狗苏妈咪就说了：“圣人们啊，你们向我提的问题问得太好了
，They're glorious，
简直是太值得赞美了。
Because they all relate to Krishna，
因为所有你们问的问题都跟 Krishna 有关。
And only questions of this nature can satisfy the self。
而且呢，只有这样的一些个问题，最后得到答案的时候，才能够满足自我。”
Otherwise, one can go on asking questions and getting answers from millions of births.
啊，那否则的话，一个人可以生生世世的提问题，然后得到一些回答。
And never find the answers that satisfy the self.
但是永远都找不到能够让自我真正满足的那种答案。
The as we said, there's so many sources of so many different types of answers.
因为我们刚才已经说了，你可以向那么多的人，然后去回去问问题，然后得到那么多不同种类的答案。
But even by knowing all of those answers, the self still remains unsatisfied.
但是虽然我们生生世世的问了那么多的问题，也得到了答案，可是那个自我却没有感到满足过。
When Sanatana Goswami, who was a great spiritual master in our line of disciplic succession,
Sanatana Goswami 是我们的这个师徒传承里头的一位非常伟大的灵性导师。
He was a government minister.
他当时是那个政府的大臣。
And he had to take so many responsibilities for the government.
他当时在任大臣期间，他肩负着那么多那么多的国家的重任。
And his leader was depending on him to manage the affairs while he goes off to war.
那当时的那个国家的那个领导人呢，是什么呢？整个都是依靠 Sanatana Goswami 在处理所有的国事，而他自己就出去打仗去了。
But Sanatana Goswami was not interested in continuing his service to the government. He had some serious questions about his life.
但是 Sanatana Goswami 因为他有很多特别他觉得很重要的问题需要问，因此他不想要，他对这个担任国家的这些个责任他没兴趣。
And instead of going and reporting to perform his government services, he stayed home and called in sick.
所以呢，他就怎么说呢？他就不去到他的那个朝廷里面去履行他的职责，而是待在家里跟人家说他病。
Studying Shrimad Bhagavatam.
那他在家里干嘛呢？他在研读圣典，不干嘛呢？
Every day he was sitting studying Shrimad Bhagavatam.
他每天都坐在他家里头，在研读圣典《不加瓦坛》。
And when the Nala returned from his fighting, he saw that Sanatana Goswami had not performing his duties and had him arrested and put him in prison.
后来那个国王出去征战回来以后，就发现 Sanatana Goswami 他说没有做任何事情啊，因此就。
What are you doing studying the Srimad Bhagavatam?
他说你在干什么呀？你在这儿就光是读你的圣典《国家瓦坛》。
I left you to manage all the affairs, and you're home every day saying you're sick, but I found out you're studying the Srimad Bhagavatam.
说你病了，然后我呢让你就是处理所有的国家大事，结果你说你病了，就让我发现你在家里就读你的圣典《国家瓦坛》。
Anyway, Sanatana Goswami eventually got released from the prison.
那当然了，后来圣典啊不是，后来那个 Sanatana Goswami 就是最终从那个监狱里出来了，放出来。
What he did is that his brother Rupa Goswami had left behind a large sum of gold coins.
那事情是怎么发生的呢？就是他的弟弟 Rupa Goswami 也是原来是一个大臣，他积攒了很多的那个金币。他留下来了。
Because Rupa Goswami was also a government minister, but he had already left his post to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那个 Rupa Goswami 因为当时也是国家的大臣，那所以他积攒了很多的金币，但是他在这个之前就已经离开那个朝廷，去跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起了。
So he immediately divided all of his wealth, large amount of wealth.
所以呢，他把他那么这一大笔财富，那么多的金币都给他做了分配。
He divided it by giving 50% of his wealth to the Brahmins.
他把50%的那些个金币分给所有的 Brahmana.
And 25% he gave the family.
Family.
And 25% he kept for emergencies.
然后呢，他把那个另外一半的又一半，也就是25%的给了他的家人。维持他们的生活，另外的25%，他就留着在急需的时候用。
So when Sanatana Goswami was in prison, Rupa Goswami sent a message that he had left behind these gold coins. He said to get these gold coins and then use them to get yourself out of prison.
所以当 Sanatana Goswami 被抓到监狱里关起来的时候，那个 Rupa Goswami 一得到这个消息，他就 就是给他们送信息说我这儿有多少多少金币，赶快把它拿出来用。
So he bribed the prison guard with those gold coins.
所以他
let him out of prison.
所以呢他就用这些个金币去贿赂了那些个监狱的看守，让他逃出来。
And then he had to travel to the darkness to find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后那个萨达那狗斯瓦米呢就得在这种黑暗中，只有到天黑的时候他才赶路，是为了能够找到主柴丹娘拿他。
And he had a servant with him who was traveling with him but had some of those gold coins in his pocket.
那他呢当时有一个仆人跟着他一起旅行，他自己就是放了一些金币在自己的那个。
In the middle of the night they stopped someplace to sleep.
然后呢在半夜的时候他们在一个地方停下来要睡觉。
And the person, the keeper of the residence where they were staying, understood that Sanatana Goswami had these gold coins.
当时那个客栈的那个老板呢，不知怎么就发现了那个
astrologer.
当时客栈那个老板就是发现 Sanatana Goswami 这个两个人身上带着一些金币。然后马上就问他，是不知道怎么知道的，他说可能就是那个占星的告诉他，是占星的告诉他。
So,
这占星有用吗？
哈哈哈哈哈哈。So, Sanatana Goswami came to know that the person who was traveling with him was carrying these gold coins, and he said, "You fool, why are you?"
所以萨达那狗斯瓦米当他知道他的那个仆人跟他一起旅行的仆人带了一些金币，他说你这个蠢货，你为什么要带这些金币旅行？
So he told him, he said, immediately you should give up these coins.
他说你马上把这些金币给出去。
So when he gave them to the, what do you call it? What was his position? The one who found out about the coins?
As
a hotel keeper.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, he wants to kill.
He wanted to keep, well, he revealed that later.
Yeah.
I was
going to
say that.
那个他就让他的仆人把那些金币赶快就给了那个客栈的那个老板。
So he gave all the gold coins to the hotel keeper.
他就给了。
And he asked him, can you show me the way?To get to where I have to go through the mountains. Very difficult path.
然后就跟那个客栈的那个人说，你能不能给我指明，就是我要去的那个地方怎么走？我是要穿森林、穿山走的。你告诉我那个路。
And the hotel keeper says it is very good that you have given me these coins.
所以呢，那个当时那个客栈的那个人说，很好，你把这些金币给了我。
Because I found out from astrologer that somebody, one of you, had these coins, and the night I was going to kill you.
因为我从那个占星的那人说，听说了你有一些个金币，你们有些金币，所以我本来准备晚上把你们给杀了，然后拿到那些金币。
But now that you've given them to me, I don't have to kill you.
那现在因为你们给我了，所以我就不需要杀你了。
And he said, I will make all arrangements to help you to go when you have to go.
然后我现在就要做所有的安排，让你们能够到达你们要去的地方。
But Sanatana Goswami found out that his servant kept one of the coins also in his pocket.
然后 Sanatana Goswami 发现他那个仆人还有一个金币在留着。
So he said, dismissed him and said, go, take the coin and go.
然后他就跟那个仆人说，你就拿着这个金币走吧。
I will go the rest of the way.
我自己去，剩下的旅途是我自己走。
Sanatana Goswami traveled very long distance.
那 Sanatana Goswami 呢，就是。花了很长很长的，就是走了很长很长的路。
He didn't have any clothing, proper clothing.
他没有什么就是合真正合体的衣服。
Nonetheless, his destination was to go take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他唯一的想法就是他一定要托庇于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花座。
Because he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had all the answers to the questions.
因为他明白主柴丹尼亚马哈布可以回答他所就是脑子里所有的这些个疑问，柴丹尼亚马哈布都能回答。
And he was willing to accept whatever austerity was required to get those answers.
而且呢，为了能够得到这些答案，无论要经历什么样的苦行，他都准备接受。
Traveling through the dark forest.
啊，在这个黑浓密黑暗的森林里面旅行。
Very cold.
非常。
Take bath, couldn't shave.
天气非常冷，然后又不能够沐浴，也不能刮胡子。
He had only one thing in his mind.
他心里只有一个念头。
How to get to Chaitanya?
我怎么才能够找到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Finally, he reached the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing.
最后，他终于到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 住的地方。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very omniscient, he could understand that somebody was waiting outside to see him.
那这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当然他什么都知道，因此他知道有一个人站在门口等着见他。
So he said to his servants, go outside and bring that person outside who's waiting to see me.
他接着他就跟他的仆人说，请你到门口去，把那个在门外等着见我的人接进来。
And the servant went out and he looked, he couldn't see anybody. He just saw somebody that looked like a beggar, a Muslim beggar.
那这个仆人到了门口去看，除了有一个看上去像穆斯林的一个乞丐，别人没有啊。
So he came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "There's nobody out there. There's just some beggar sitting here."
所以呢，他就回到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身边说，没什么人，只有一个乞丐在门口。
So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，就把他带进来。
And he brought Sanatana Goswami in.
所以那个仆人就把这个萨达腾多苏阿米领进了门。
And he embraced him.
然后柴达尼亚马哈帕布拥抱了他。
In fact, I don't know if you've ever seen, you maybe know, you see, maybe never seen it. The picture that my book Taking Care of Krishna's Devotees.
I saw this picture.
It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing Sanatana Goswami.
对，但是就是他有一张照片，就是柴达尼亚马哈帕布拥抱萨达腾多苏阿米的照片。
And Sanatana Goswami then had his questions.
那 Sanatana Goswami 他就有问题。
He submitted his questions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the first question he asked.
那他遇到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他提出了的第一个问题是
Kiyami.
Kiyami.
Who am I?
我是谁？
Why did I have to suffer these threefold miseries?
我为什么要受这个世界里头的三种？
First question he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这个就是他问的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He was ready to undergo all austerities required to ask the most important questions.
也就是说，他要问这个人生当中最重要的问题。为了问这个问题，他准备承受所有的苦行。
He said, "People think I'm very learned."
那个人们认为我是非常有知识、博学的。
Because Sanatana Goswami previously was a great scholar.
因为实际上。Sanatana Goswami, 在他是一个非常的有名的学者。
He can speak so many languages.
他可以说那么多国的语言。
He knew so much about the sciences, about military arts, about strategy.
他了解占星学、军事学，什么各种各样的这种国家大事，什么各种科学，他都知道。
Thousands of answers.
实际上，他对于各种各样的事情，他有着上千种、上万种的答案。
And so many people would come to him with questions and ask wanting answers to their questions.
那很当时有很多人都来找他问问题，他都回答各种各样的问题。
Said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "People think I'm so learned."
所以他才跟柴达尼亚麻烦不说，人们认为我是那么的博学。但是我却根本都不知道，我甚至不知道我是谁。
There I've come for, I've come to you.
所以我才来找你了。
I'm asking this question.
我问这个问题。我是谁？
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Jivera Sarupoya Krishna Nichidas." That the constitutional position of every living being is that they are an eternal servant.
所以呢，柴达尼亚马普就跟他说了，所有的每一个生物体的他们原本的地位和状态是什么呢？他们是 Krishna 的仆人。
that the living entity is called Tathashta Sakti.
那另外这不是那个生物体被称为Tathashta Sakti。The
living entity coming from the Tathashta Sakti means that he can choose between Krishna or Maya.
之所以把生物称为 Tathashta Sakti， 也就是边缘能量，是因为他们可以选择是要跟 Krishna 在一起，还是跟幻象、错觉能量。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them that every living entity by nature is has this Tathashta that in this region where he can choose either illusion, darkness, or Krishna light.
所以Chaitanya Mahaprabhu告诉Sanatana Goswami说，所有的生物，他们就之所以被称为这个边缘能量，就是因为他们可以选择是跟 Krishna 在一起，还是在跟错觉能量 Maya 在一起。
And the essence of his answer to the question by Sanatana Goswami was, you are connected to Krishna.
然后Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回答这个Sanatana Goswami 问的那个第一个问题。 说你跟 Krishna 是连接在一起的。
And what is that connection?
你跟 Krishna 之间的那个连接是什么呢？
Because if one's connected, one should know what is the connection.
那如果一个人是连接着的话，那你应该知道你那个连接是什么。
Just like a husband is connected to the wife is connected to the husband, then it's good for the wife to know this is my husband, and it's good for the husband to know this is my wife.
这个就像这个夫妻啊，夫妻两个人，如果丈夫知道这个是我妻子，妻子知道这是我丈夫，这个是比较好的事儿。
If the parents have children, it's good to know what the connection is with the children. This is my son, this is my daughter, and the daughter and the son thinks my connection is this is my father, this is my mother.
那父母子女的关系也是，如果父母知道这个是我们的儿子，这个是我们的女儿，而那个儿女知道这个是我们的父母。
So it's very, very important to know that if I have a connection, then what is that connection?
所以呢，就是这个，如果我们知道我们跟 Krishna 都是连接在一起的话，那到底那个连接的那个关系是什么？
Sometimes people spend thousands and thousands of dollars to find out what their connection is to their heritage in the past.
我们看到很多人哈，他们花成千上万的那个钱，就是为了能够了解他们跟自己的祖先都是每一个是什么关系。
They want to know their connection with all their ancestors.
那个跟他们的祖先是什么关系？
But Lord Chaitanya said your connection with Krishna is that you are his servant.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 告诉Sanatana Goswami 说，你跟 Krishna 的关系是你是 Krishna 的仆人。And
this is an eternal connection.
这个是你们永恒的关系。You
don't have to worry about a temporary connection.
你不需要去对这个你跟谁谁谁建立的那种短暂的关系去担心焦虑。This
is an eternal connection that will never change.
这个是我们跟 Krishna 的永恒的关系，而且是永远不变的关系。
And this is your eternal shelter.
而这个是你永恒的庇护。
Which will dissipate all the darkness and illusion.
这样的一种明白，可以驱除人的所有的幻觉，这种黑暗的这种错觉能量。
And free you from all suffering from the illusion of thinking that you're connected to this temporary material world.
我把你从你认为你跟这个 充满了痛苦的物质世界有关系的这样一种状态当中解脱出来。Therefore,
Sutta Goswami is glorifying the sages. Wonderful questions.
正因为如此，Sutta Goswami 就赞美当时问他问题的那些个圣人们说，这个是非常非常棒的问题。The
questions are glorious because they relate to Lord Krishna.
说这些个提出的这些个问题是非常光荣的问题，是因为这些问题跟 Krishna 有关。Only
questions of this nature can satisfy us.
只有这样的问题才能够真正的满足自我。I
have to stop.
我现在必须要在这儿就停止。And
I can't even ask if you have any questions.
我甚至都不能问你们到底有没有问题。Unfortunately. 很不幸。
We have to move on.
我们必须要做下一个事情。
But for those with questions,
但是最有最有问题的人
the answer's in here.
所有的答案就在这里。
They come from Krishna.
这个所有的知识从 Krishna 那里来。
The same words that were spoken to Brahma.
啊，这个所有的这些都是给这个 Brahma 讲过的。
Brahma revealed to Narada.
Brahma 然后又给 Narada 又揭示出来。
And Narada instructed it to Vyasadeva.
然后 Narada 又跟 Vyasadeva 讲述了。而 Vyasadeva 就是编纂了圣典和伽马。
Perfect source.
这个是完美的源头聆听哦。
For perfect words.
啊，这个给你的完美的回答。
Are you
listening?